Dynasty Football Network presents Super Flexible Podcast with your two co-hosts, Tudrick and Swags, and host, Steve Halepka.
Let's go. What's up, it's your boy, Tudrick. I got my other boy here, @GSF_Swags. What's up, dude?
Is it bad that so far I'm just excited I was playing the right intro music?
I'm stoked with it. I'm good. Of all the ones you do, we got the right one going on today.
We got the right intro music. See if we get promos and everything in tonight.
You never know. It's always questionable with us. And if you haven't noticed, we got no Steve here tonight, but we're going to rock and roll. Pour one out for Steve. I'm going to drink it for him.
Drink it up.
Tear into the news.
The news.
I'm good at writing news. Nick Mullins, ? Blew it up against Oakland last week. What do you think about Nick Mullins moving forward? He's getting a nod. Getting a nod from old Kyle Shanahan to be the starter this week. They got Monday night versus the Giants. Is Nick Mullins something for the rest of this season? Or do you think Beathard comes back and takes it? Like, is there a short leash there? Is that what we're looking at? Or do you think it's okay?
Yeah, I have to think there's a little bit of a short leash. We've only seen him once, so I want to see it more. I think if he has another game where he protects the ball and doesn't have as many interceptions or turnovers as Beathard has, that's all he needs to do, I think, to keep this job right now. But Beathard's days could be numbered, I guess.
It's still Garoppolo's team next year, right?
Yep.
So, honestly, does it matter here what this team does moving forward? No teams like to tank. I'm not saying that, but at this point, is it not better for your team to not win games? I know your fan base doesn't want that and you want to move forward, but if you feel like Beathard's better, why wouldn't you just leave the Mullins kid in there?
They're figuring out who their backup is.
Yeah,
so I think they're looking to the future a little bit, and they don't hope your starter nor your backup gets hurt, but I think that's what they're doing. Like, these are real-life tryouts.
Yeah.
No?
No, for sure. We're only talking about the backup there. So if you got to pick one to be the backup next year and the other one's out.
Yeah.
You want to pump the brakes a little bit on Mullins? It was one game on a Thursday night versus Oakland. Like, that team is trash. Sorry to Oakland fans if you're listening.
Well, man, okay. There's so much more to look at, too, because then you even start to wonder who's the quarterback in Denver next year. Little things like that. Like, where's Flacco going to go? How long is Brady going to play? Like, some of these guys are guys that are proven talents that you wonder what they would do in a different situation. Like, I mean, a couple weeks ago, we really liked Beathard. And now he had a bad game, and coach decision off an injury it's the same guy that benched Alex Smith for Kaepernick, and then Kaepernick gets a huge contract, and look where Kaepernick is now. Well, still getting big contracts, they're just from Nike, but he's not playing football, you know. So now the same thing happens: a guy gets benched because of an injury, somebody comes in and has one game that he plays better, and dude loses his job. I don't know. So any of these guys could,
against a bad defense too.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I want to see a little bit more of it, see what happens. But I think they're trying out the backup.
All right, so I'm not letting you hedge out that easily. Nick Mullins, C.J. Beathard is the backup next year.
Probably
Mullins.
You
talked all around it, but you've been watching too many politics.
Let's say Mullins.
I got it. I'm with you, too. All right. I'm going to move on to a rookie. So maybe you guys have talked about this on Rookie Fever just a little bit. I'm looking for it next week. Sam Darnold in a walking boot, now not going to play. We get Josh McCown in here. Jets get the bye next week. So is this just something where they're sitting him, give him that extra week? Or is this something where you could see Sam Darnold not playing anymore this year?
I think he'll be back after the bye, right?
Okay.
I think we could really get McCown for a couple weeks. I think that that's very realistic right now, and people aren't really looking at it like that. But
right,
Sam Darnold didn't really do that great the last game he played.
Is Josh McCown an upgrade for the team?
He is an upgrade right now to a really crappy team, and it's also a stunt in the development of the team. But it's such a crappy team. Like, who's going to be their wide receivers of the future there? Like, we talk about Robbie Anderson and Anunua and whoever, you know, we like Herndon. We both agreed on that this week. But, I mean, who's going to be there?
No, I mean, you would definitely look for this team to spend some money since they got a bunch of it.
And I guess that was rhetorical to myself.
Plus, it's a good draft.
Like, because yeah. I'm saying they're going to stunt the growth of it, but what are they stunting the growth of? So, I mean, yeah, maybe right, they put McCown in there and make him earn the last bit of his money on that contract. And
We're definitely talking a little dynasty right there. I'm going to switch it on you real quick, go redraft. I picked up the Buffalo Bills defense because like a week ahead of time, just looking out into this week, I felt good about it with Darnold going in there. Is it crazy that I feel worse about it now with McCown?
No, not crazy, but I think you're still safe.
That game's going to be ugly, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
That's a gross one. You're going to... Yeah. I'm a little worried there, but I guess I'll keep that Bills defense. I'm going to move on. We got AJ Green.
Leagues with defenses start to piss you off?
A little bit.
Yeah. It's just like, come on, grow up.
So, grow up. All right, so you have to play either defenses or IDP. You taking team defense or you taking individual?
I would take IDP, but I don't want to overdo it.
That's interesting. I didn't think you'd go that way, but...
Yeah, defenses are so stupid, dude. It's just like, yeah. Ooh, who do I stream this week? Like, oh, everybody's taken. There's one crappy defense. I'd way rather, like, choose between a group of guys to play and have some kind of strategy instead of just being screwed, or that one guy that tries to take all the defenses just because, I don't know. Yeah, I think team defenses are ridiculously stupid. Let's play with team offenses. How fun.
How fun.
You know what I mean, though? Like, think about it like that. Like, it's so stupid.
Yeah. No, I'm going to keep going before you cut me off and had to get that out.
You're the AJ one that Green brought up team defenses. Redraft.
You're a jerk. Jerk. AJ Green, let me say it for the third time. In the boot, out at least 2 weeks. Any interest in anybody else with Tyler Boyd? And are you okay with Tyler Boyd?
Ah, man.
Is there a huge bump? Because I don't feel it.
I think you have to be okay with Tyler Boyd to answer your question. But then I totally agree with you. I don't know if there's a huge bump. And is Tyler Boyd's success because of the coverage that AJ Green demands?
Yep.
And what happens? Can Boyd handle any of that coverage that AJ Green's become accustomed to?
Oof. I mean, I'm not saying he's not going to continue to get those 8 targets, but I'm with you. Now he's seeing number one corner, maybe safety over the top. You want to buy some John Ross at all? Rest of the season? Dynasty, is it too late now, or you're okay to go ahead and buy it?
Dynasty, I think it's too late, just because I even see the hype
right
in
now. You have to wait.
Redraft, and it's kind of like, yeah, I'm not starting John Ross. Like, and I'm fine if he has a good week. Like, hopefully the dude does. That makes fantasy more fun, but that doesn't make me feel wrong for not wanting to start a guy off injury just because AJ Green's gone.
No, I agree, but are we anticipating the Bengals being down in this game to the Saints and having to throw and stay in it? Does the bump go to Mixon? Is that, you know what I mean? Is that what we're looking for? And the Bengals kind of turn a little bit and start running more, and we get a couple big games from Mixon now that we've been waiting on again.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate that at all.
I know you want it, yeah.
But
I'm just going to write narratives all over the place. You got to pick one.
I'm not interested in John Ross his first week. I mean, as a dynasty stash or something like that, I totally get it. There's no way that I'm putting him in my lineup. Give me Adam Humphries or somebody cheaper.
Somebody that's caught 8 times more passes than
yeah,
John Ross.
Totally. Like, we have no idea what John Ross is. He's just like somebody that we saw run fast last year. That's it.
Made a cool play in preseason. Just saying. We all saw
it. So did Amir Abdullah.
All right, so let's go.
One time
go
Michael Vick was supposed to be the overall draft pick in fantasy.
Number one. Amir Abdullah, just because you brought it up. I don't even know if it classifies as news, but I'm going to put it here. Released by your Lions. Yep. Picked up by the Vikings. It doesn't matter.
No,
right?
I don't think so.
This is the Matt Patricia being Bill Belichick move, right? Don't you guys have to play the Vikings again in like 2 weeks? I feel like this is the Amir come in, tell us what you know, here's a payday, and he will release in a couple weeks.
Yeah, you probably. Sell Amir Abdullah but for they made Latavius right look good.
True. I mean, if Dalvin comes out, I don't even want to say it on the other side, and I'm not gonna say it.
Yeah, I'm done with.
That's the only way.
Amir Abdullah.
Will you take a 2025th for Amir Abdullah right now?
If I have a roster spot, maybe, or would I take for him to give to you?
Yeah.
To give you Amir.
I'll give you a 2025th.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't think you could find a.
You might
yeah,
have to hold it.
Exactly. I mean, but.
So where's the line?
Same time, sure.
I'm sitting on Amir in like two deep leagues. I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, I mean.
What do I have to go ask for?
Go to the Dalvin owners, unless, I mean, you may be them, but be I'll like, probably, hey, got am. Your next handcuff, you know, tell gross. Them all about, tell them not to listen to this show.
So gross. I'll tell them after,
slow down
maybe
the
next
edit
week.
For a little bit for you, and you get
nope,
the deal
pushing
done.
Pushing it out. Yeah, he hamstered me. Some of y'all know what that is. Just singling everybody out. Last one on my news, because I'm good at finding it. Dez signed with the Saints. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Rest of season doesn't matter. Dynasty doesn't matter. You're saying both.
I
feel like mine was a question.
I don't want Dez.
No, I get that, but just because you don't want him doesn't mean he doesn't have any value.
Your question, I mean, in here, does it affect Traquan Smith? Probably a little bit for one season. I think it might affect Traquan. It might help him having somebody like Dez take some of that pressure we were just talking about from like AJ Green, some of that stuff that those players will demand. But Dez hasn't done anything to impress me the last few years. And I know that he is now with Drew Brees, a better quarterback, but I think Dez has some issues. I think that Dez would have been with a team by now if those issues were out of his life. And I'm just not interested. Yeah. How long is he even going to play with them?
And that's also true. The one I keep hearing that I'm pretty excited about is week 13 when they play in Dallas.
I love how quick they came up with that.
Like immediately,
the redemption game.
Double birds going to Jerry's owner suite after Dez scores a touchdown or standing on the star. I wonder if this is a team. This is finally the red zone target they've kind of looked for. I'm not saying Michael Thomas doesn't work down there, and obviously they like getting Kamara involved.
He'd be a good tight end,
right? Like
Witten replacement. I like that better than anything else.
A guy that Brees can just kind of throw it up in the air to. I think Dez has got 4 touchdowns left in this short amount of time. I get that's crazy, but
finish the year as tight end 18.
Can I Yahoo ESPN, CBS, all you cats out there, can I get some tight end designation for Dez?
Super
Bryant,
flexible please? Podcast has just made Dez Bryant a tight end, and that's how we will be
You're
tracking
welcome.
Him ROS. I think he can be
law.
A top tight end
the
rest
books.
Of the way.
I put it into Amendment 12 with like 5 other things and it passed.
You know, like 8 points some weeks, maybe 20 the next, then 4.
When he gets a touchdown, he was flex worthy.
Great tight end.
Why did you put Dez on the news? I'm blaming you. All right. Moving forward, I'd like to hear a little bit from our sponsor, GT Bets. Hit it.
Are you looking for some action on today's games? Then head over to gtbets.eu for all your sports betting needs. Get up-to-date odds covering all major sports. GTBets.eu is easy to use. Their simple registration process will have you placing your first bet in minutes. And if you register today, you can earn up to $500 of free money. Now that's a great reason to head over to GTBets.eu, an official sponsor of the Dynasty Football Factory. Simply add SuperFlexible in the referred by field to earn a 100% welcome bonus. GTBets.eu, it's game time.
All right, guys, go over GTBets, promo code SuperFlex, hit that up. Now, going to get into my double shot. Since last week was a weird week, I'm going to go ahead and throw that triple shot in here while I'm speaking. Made some dark and stormy tonight, a little heavy on the rum, so you're welcome. All right. Ooh, that one was stronger than I was anticipating, even though I made it. First shot, I'm going Saints. Nope. Let's back up. I went 1-1 last week. I blame the Cowboys. So I'm not doing that anymore. I can't do it. Cowboys screwed me. Perfect. Moving on. First shot. Saints minus 4.5 at the Bengals. We talked about this a little bit with Andy Dalton there. No AJ Green. How do you feel about the Saints at the Bengals?
Saints at Bengals. I'll take the Saints.
4.5, but on the road. I feel like this is a 10-point game easy. I'm not sure Dalton has enough firepower to keep up with the Saints, who are just rolling.
And plus they got your boy Dez you were just talking about.
Yeah, but that's not this week. That's not playing. I actually like Traquan Smith. Got him in a couple of DFS lineups coming in this week, so watch out. Still kind of cheap.
Did you just call Dez other- that?
Traquan Smith.
I thought you said that's not plain.
Did I? I might have. That's how far he's gone for me. You sidetracked us again. So I saw Dez Bryant go for a 2019 set.
I saw today. You say that somewhere. That's crazy.
Okay, yeah. That's. I think I might even put that on Twitter. That's
yeah. I don't know. I saw. Value, yeah.
Right? Or is that a? Is that a Saints or a Cowboys home?
I don't know. I wish wow. I had some Dez shares. That's what's up. That's what Dez is for.
Exactly. If you can get anything close to that, I think a third is more than enough. Do it. That's crazy. I mean, somebody was sitting on Dez for forever, so I'm really surprised. But yeah, when somebody comes as a second, I'm doing it.
Yep.
I don't care where the second is. Contender, a rebuilder should not do that. You're just a homer. Stop it. All right. Bengals side, you're okay starting Tyler Boyd. We said that before.
Yep.
Mixon. Definitely starting Mixon. Any Uzma love? Does he get any extra targets without the AJ Green?
Yeah, I like that talk more than John Ross.
Hasn't done a lot. All right, fair enough. Maybe we just see a Mixon get, you know, 5+ catches or something like that.
Yeah.
It turns that way as well. I'm in for a big Mixon game. Other side, Saints. Obviously playing Michael Thomas. I think Traquan Smith is sneaky, like I said. What about Ingram? Kamara's a duh, but Ingram, you all right rolling that out as a RB2? Was it flex?
I mean, it's hard to...
I don't want
to
do it
It
again.
Depends on your options, but I mean, the first week he was back, it was golden, so you know it's going to happen again. So, and I get why it's tough to start him at this point, but if you're not going to use a guy like that, what's he on your team for?
But
I mean, I guess on. I have to know who you're starting in front of
sure.
him.
But Kamara, Mixon, Ingram in that order, correct?
Yeah. I might even throw Mixon up there.
Above Kamara, huh?
Yeah.
You wanted to do it.
That's where he belongs.
Wow. All right, I'm moving on. You're getting crazy. Second shot. Falcons, -4 at the Cleveland Browns. Browns burn me. I think a lot of guys on the Browns have decent games, and I'm up for playing them, but I don't think they have enough to stay with the Falcons. Are you hesitant on this one? You got too much rookie fever on that Chubb and Baker side? Tony Callaway?
I'll take Cleveland's side here.
Points? You're like, because you're getting 4? You think Chubb could control the ground enough? Atlanta's not going to get up, turn it to a Duke game again? I'm rolling Duke this week. I get it. It might feel like chasing the points last week, but they're playing against Atlanta. loves to give receptions up to the running back. They get down early, and I think Duke outscores Chubb in this game. I know you're not going to follow me on that one.
Full point, PPR, half point?
Both. I'll take both. Full point helps.
I think it's a little bold.
That's what happens when you're taking shots.
A little bit of recency bias, maybe. I think that Duke is a great PPR play, but
chasing it.
I think that's Duke's backfield if it gets in the right game flow.
Chubbs, you mean?
Yeah.
You said Duke.
Sorry.
Nope. Don't be sorry. You said it. Everybody heard you. You can't edit it out.
Edit you out.
wouldn't surprise anybody. Not even sure you pressed record at this point. Does Julio get another touchdown?
This year or this week?
This game?
No.
Back to back?
No.
Yep. Book it. Falcons minus
it's
four.
It's more likely that Tyler guy. Eifert listen suits up for the Bengals.
Stop it. You're crazy. Because you guys asked for it, you really didn't, but you're welcome. Triple shot.
Oh, no.
Ooh. All right. Dolphins.
That was the one.
Good, yeah, this is a good one. You're leading the show from here. Dolphins at the Packers. I'm going against my fins because it's really easy to do. -9.5 up in Lambeau. But I hear it's going to be really cold up there. And you know these fish freeze. That's all I'm going to say.
You know, you're so the play the running backs right is what we're saying. It's like gotten pretty Jones. Cold, dude. I mean, it's supposed to snow a little tomorrow. It's colder up there though. I mean, they're a good 7 hours north. I mean, not to mention the lake shore and everything thereby. I mean, that's a cold place. So, I would not want to be outside there. Play the running backs, Frank Gore, Drake, Aaron Jones. Those might be the stars of the games.
So I think Devontae Adams, you're still going to play regardless. But yes. He is getting Xavier Howard, right? So, like, it's a decent corner. I'm not saying Adams doesn't have a solid game. But I wonder if, just because Geronimo Allison is on IR, I didn't mention that maybe before, but if you're listening, you've heard that. I wonder if we get a really good game from MVS again.
Yeah.
Is that too much recency bias? Or you're a little bit more
no,
on board there?
I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers. I think that Aaron Rodgers has gotten a lot of disrespect this year for just kind of a slow start. But yeah, that's still going to be Aaron Rodgers' number two wide receiver. And we all know historically that's probably a top 20 to 15 wide receiver, almost a floor.
Yep, I want to say I heard that on either the FF Fellas or Dynasty Warzone that it's like a wide receiver 16, 18, somewhere in that range. I apologize if that was somewhere else, but
I think something like guys. That on the Warzone.
Yeah, sounds like something Memphis would say with some crazy, crazy pun in there.
That guy.
But it's 80 down here, and I'm.
That is so cold.
4 or 5 hours north of the
beanie season.
So if you're giving them 30, beanie season. Oh my goodness. I'm in shorts. It's still hot.
Like, when do you need a beanie in Florida? Like, I haven't even pulled out a winter hat, and it's like 35 degrees here.
I don't know. If your head gets cold, training your hair.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Moving on.
Some people will.
All right. So GT Bets, promo code Superflex, make some money. Those are on there. That place has got everything crazy. So any sport you can think of, crazy lines all over the place, have some fun. And you will help us out a little bit too, because we're here to have fun. You guys have fun with us. Plus, make some money.
Speaking of fun,
promo code Superflex.
I want to get over to this Duds versus Studs. That sounds fun.
Speaking of fun. So, Duds versus Studs. We played with Stompy. And I'm not going to lie. This is not an easy game. That's why I want everybody to have some fun with us. But the Studs were undefeated versus the Duds in week one. We're still learning how to play. I definitely got some feedback from some of you guys out there liking to play along. I feel like none of y'all won either. So let's fix this. Let's
welcome
write this ship
to Easy Street, folks.
I thought you were gonna say Thunderdam.
Nope, you said it's not easy.
We just lost like half of our. Thunderdome is not easy at all, bro. Have you seen that? Like, you die or you live. There's only two choices. And we just cut out like half of our audience. They're like, what is that? It's a cool movie. Check it out. Way back when, Tina Turner. What?
And so do you want me to do mine first or you?
Yep.
Yeah?
Well, you see mine, so you can't pick mine. Don't cheat.
All right.
I only have one. Mine's the winner.
I'm going with the 92% owned Andrew Luck versus the 69% Mitch Trubisky.
69%, perfect.
Yep, your favorite number.
It is my favorite number. Whose favorite number is it not? Weirdos. Why Trubisky this week? I get the Andrew Luck against the Jags. I think Luck still has a good game. I'm going to play Steve for a second. Andrew Luck's going to throw it all around, and I think he's going to have, 40 passes there? I'm not sure Max there, but I like Andrew Luck this week. I'm not sure about the Jags even with Fournette coming back, but I get where your head's at. Why Trubisky?
Mitch has been solid, and it's that ownership versus somebody I don't trust as much against the Jags as you do. I don't love anybody against the Jags.
No, I hear you.
So I think just
AJ Boye is still out.
I think that Mitch Trubisky deserves more than 69% ownership, so that weighed in a little bit. And okay. I think that
a little safer, not as crazy.
No, I would feel safer with Mitch rest of season than Andrew Luck. I'll say it here. So that was an easy one for me.
So Trubisky's playing your Lions.
Yep.
You know, it's just a little close. Like, you just don't believe your defense can stop much, or?
I think the Jags defense is better than the Lions defense. So sure, it's a rivalry game. I'll take it. Do you want me to switch it? I'll go with the 44% Baker Mayfield against Andrew Luck.
You cheater. You get
47% owned and Alex Smith against Andrew Luck.
You guys see what I deal with? He's not even playing right.
Yeah, I feel good about
Steve
it.
That one.
I feel good about
you
it.
Gave Steve that one. I'm not sure what you picked.
A lot of it just has to do with the ownership disrespect. I think that Mitch is still getting. Mitch has tore it up this year. He had a rough start the first couple weeks, but after that, I mean, he spread the ball around. He's got it done without Allen Robinson. It's an exciting team. It sucks they're in the Lions division because it seems like they're figuring it out a little quicker than we did. We've had years to figure it out with Stafford, and we had Megatron, you know, so Bears fans should be kind of excited, you know.
I've heard you on this show, Rookie Fever and Breakdown, talk about Stafford. Is there a get right game coming? Is it just that tough? Like, how about Galladay and Marvin Jones? Galladay's only got 3 targets the last 2 games. Like, that's got to right itself this week or no?
Yeah, the targets are concerning, but yeah, I think that you just have to wait it out. I think it's going to be fine.
You get to play one this week, Marvin Jones, Kenny Galladay.
I'll go Galladay.
And I'm with you.
Yeah. Okay. But I think Marvin Jones gets a lot of disrespect for the trade for some reason. Like, Golden Tate got traded, lost value. I think that you could try to get Marvin Jones right now pretty cheap, probably. Dynasty.
How cheap are we talking? Hit me somewhere. I've got Marvin Jones in quite a few places. You know, I've liked Marvin Jones for a while, but if it's time to get out, or I feel like I got plenty of wide receivers.
But if you have him,
second enough to get out, or you want to stay?
Do you feel
just pull the second
in Superflex or what? I mean, do you think? Yeah, that's just it. But Marvin Jones can't. That's what's so disgusting. So do you feel like you can draft somebody in the first round or second round, in 2019 that's going to match the production that Marvin Jones will give you next year?
Not next year. I mean, most wide receivers take a little bit of time.
It's not the 2017 or 18 draft class.
I mean, this is a. I mean, the wide receiver class coming up is supposed to be, you know, better than it's been in a little while, like in depth wise. So, but I mean, second round still. I mean, you. I think you're talking like the 15 to 25% kind of hit rate.
I think you're kind of right on value wise, but I think I'd still rather own Marvin Jones than a second. Yeah. Because I don't think you can get much more. And, yeah.
Totally with you. All right. We're going to my dud, which is just mean. And I know it's recency biased, and we've already mentioned him before, but I'm riding it. I'm riding the hot hand. Nick Mullins showed up on Thursday night last week. He gets the super long go to Monday night versus the Giants. Giants shipped away Eli Apple. Giants shipped away Snacks Harrison. I still feel like the Giants have some big playability in them and will put up some points. So Nick Mullins is going to have to chuck it around. Big game from Kittle coming. One of those wide receivers from him has got to step up. I like some Nick Mullins. I'm going to play him over Andy Dalton versus the Saints. Nick Mullins is at 10%. Andy Dalton's at 71%.
Against the Saints. It's not
against the Saints. Who that crazy cornerback Eli Apple just went to. I'm not a fan of his, but I guess it's better. He's better than their second corner they had over there.
I feel like you picked a tough win. Like like percentage wise, you totally get that spread if you know what I mean. But man, that's saying a lot there going against the Saints. You know what I mean?
I get, because you would feel like Bengals will be down and Dalton will have to throw.
I mean, right? Dalton's one of my stream players. I'm telling people to play if they can because of the Saints.
And I get it. I'm not here to tell you Dalton.
I don't hate it. I think it's bold.
Yeah. I think we get a lot more Joe Mixon this game than we do Andy Dalton try to chuck it around. Even as they get down a little bit. I think it's more dump offs and that kind of stuff. And that's how the Saints will allow them to kind of play, if that makes sense.
Do you want to go first for your second one?
For my second one?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh,
you got it.
I want another one.
All right, cheater. Who are you giving this one to?
All right. Are you ready,
Steve,
for this?
We gave you, all right. This one's for you,
this
Steve.
One's Steve's.
He told
Man,
us.
This I is a good it. One, though. He's going to totally get this. So Steve is taking...
He can't win if he's not here.
Steve is taking his favorite quarterback, Matt Stafford, at 77% ownership against the 4% Josh Rosen.
So he's taking Rosen versus Stafford.
Yeah, he's taking Rosen versus Stafford. 4% to 77%. I think you picked a winner, Steve.
Is it just?
You're welcome.
is it just? It's just the Stafford's gonna have another bad game, so Rosen doesn't have to beat him out by much for the percentage to beat you. You know what I mean? To get you all those points. That's the part you're playing there. You think Rosen actually has a decent game here?
I think that Rosen will have a decent game against the Chiefs out of his bye week.
Gonna have
had a little bit of time to play. Fitzgerald finally looked kind of good.
What, 12 targets that last game? So you find up Larry Fitz and Christian Kirk?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that one. I'll be honest, I didn't go that far down. I feel like I missed one. Effing Steve's gonna win this.
Steve did really good.
Way to go, Steve.
Yep.
We're talking about the Cardinals. I'm gonna jump off track just a little bit because we're getting ready to get into these trades. So I'm gonna sneak one in on you here. I saw this on Twitter from a good chick out there at the real Casey Kasem. Nope, at Casey Kasem. I had too many triple shots. Sorry, it's one of those. David Johnson or a 2019 first, a 2020 first, and Robert Woods.
I'll take those first.
She got a lot of heat. She got a lot of heat for that one from her league mates. Says she's new to Dynasty.
What side is she
on? This is her first year in this league. She's on the first and Robert Woods side.
She took the picks.
I wanted to bring this. Yep.
I like the picks.
When she mentioned some of her team, it seemed like McCaffrey was her only real, like, kind of decent level RB is what I'll say. The rest were just kind of like, you know, Alfred Morris and a couple shot guys. So getting those picks, I don't know if she has her own, but allows her some definite mobility come draft time, even if it's not with rookies, to pair up some first and go get some known quantity kind of studs. So I don't mind it at all.
Now all she has to do to finish the warm fuzzy she's given me is go get Chase Edmonds, and you've got two firsts and the future running back there.
Wow. I like it, though. I get it. I mean, obviously, you've been down on David Johnson more so than we have, you know, going into the season and even before, since I know you're there. But do you think David Johnson is gone because of, you know, money, you know, contract kind of stuff?
I don't think he was ever that good. I think it was just totally situational. And I mean, a really, really good running back could figure out a new offense. It's not like you're a wide receiver or a quarterback. You're just a running back. And they're my favorite position. So I say just with a grain of salt, because they should be able to jump in there and get it going. If rookies can jump in there and get it going in the new frickin' league, come on, David Johnson. I just don't think he's the running back of the future. I think that they want to see what Chase Edmonds has at some point. It's going to take some time, though. But you can get him super cheap. David Johnson's going to be around, though, to answer your question.
I like the move. I'm with you. All right, I'm going to jump into some of these other trades I wrote down here. Some of these are from a little while back, but I've kind of held on to them as, you know, we got other trades in, but still felt like they're worth discussing. Since we just mentioned David Johnson, I know we're going to go. I'm going there too. But Casey Sports, Baker Mayfield, or David Johnson, Dynasty Superflex?
Man, that's easy for me in a Superflex league. I'm going Baker Mayfield there.
I like it.
But I totally get why it's not easy for everybody.
Steve's
going to
hate us for that one. Yeah. Me and you're, you know, far less up, far less down. You know what I'm trying to say. On David Johnson, hopefully. But I'm with you. I want Baker. A lot of these quarterbacks are going to take a nice little leap when we're doing our dynasty ranks and discussing them, you know, going into next year.
But like,
I'm going to have some fun with that.
I'm going to throw Mixon into the David Johnson spot really quick.
And which you did for this season before we started and took that bait straight up. So that's definitely good on you. But
no, I wouldn't trade Mixon for Baker Mayfield. But if that trade came through and I all of a sudden saw that I had an opportunity to get Baker Mayfield, it would be really hard for me to not like counter toy. Like, Baker Mayfield is a super flex quarterback I want on all my dynasty teams. He's just kind of fun to own. There's just the hype around him and everything. I want some Baker Mayfield shares. The teams that I have with him on them, they're some of my favorite teams.
No, and I hear you. If you're a contender trying to win it this year, and Baker's like seriously like your fourth quarterback, like you've got Mahomes, Goff, and you know Flacco or something
stacked.
Like that.
Yeah, you're stacked. Okay.
But I mean, I have a situation actually like that, and Baker, like, little humble brag. You're welcome.
But who was the other one you said? Goff and Baker and
Mahomes, Goff.
I mean, dude, that's like so freaking fun, right? Even without Flacco. And Flacco's a bonus. Don't get me wrong, but I mean,
no. But I'm saying but let's say I need a running back bad. Are you okay making that move, or you're asking you need a lot more for that to happen? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I'm a contender. I want that next running back piece. Are you okay doing that, or
what kind of running back? I guess, you know. Are you getting a mix?
I need a David Johnson.
Nah, I don't want to do that. I'd rather.
You won't
take
give
second.
Me Mixon for my Baker. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get David Johnson from you.
But I don't want David Johnson.
I do.
Oh yeah, I'd take
That's
Baker.
Saying,
I'd do it.
I'm moving on. We both took Baker versus David Johnson. I'm not sure that helps.
If you go get David Johnson, you had to go get Edmonds.
Yeah, we covered that in the last one.
I'm not. No, I told the person that got rid of David Johnson to do that on the last one. But I'm not really interested in David Johnson at a high price. And I know that I can't go get a value. I would insult people with my offers, but it wouldn't be because I'm trying to insult their intelligence. It's just how I've devalued him. Somebody would have to shoot me one of those offers where I'm like, oh, I guess I can't decline that, you know, like, but yeah.
Well, where's the line? Is it Melvin Gordon or Mixon?
Late first.
Kareem Hunt. I'll give you a late first all day long for Baker.
No, for David DJ.
Johnson. Okay.
For Baker, really like, I mean, I want a lot. Like,
you really like
hop Casey in my van if you want too. Baker, dude. You're not getting Baker.
Hop in your van. You got candy? Not that Halloween stuff. Don't give me that leftover.
No, we're going to be going through the Halloween candy. You're not getting the good stuff don't and give me Baker. So you're already wanting more. You're already wanting more. You wanted Baker.
You're trying to give me like leftover candy, cuz. Come on now. Like the stuff your kids wouldn't want and you wouldn't even eat. And you eat black licorice. This is stupid.
Good plays.
Yep. At stop it. At Dynasty Move, 10-team half PPR Superflex. Got two quarterbacks here looking. So we got Drew Brees on one side or David Carr in a 2021st. 10-team half PPR Superflex. It's your turn to I'm taking Brees. I don't care. I want to win right now. I don't think maybe if the Saints win the Super Bowl, maybe does Brees walk away. I don't think he does.
I'll take Carr in the 2021st.
That is gross. That's so gross. What are you're keeping Carr?
Yeah.
Like you just knocked yourself out of contention this year.
Did I?
Move. I feel like so. Yep.
I feel like I have a quarterback and some future. What's to say that Derek Carr isn't going to play? The freaking media? The same people that have been telling us to go get Bell and he's going to be our starter this week? Let's listen to them and just dismiss Derek Carr. I don't know. So I've been thinking about Derek Carr. So it's fresh on my mind. Got me on a good week. But why can't Derek Carr be Andy Dalton? How many times have we been done with Andy Dalton and Matt Ryan and, I mean, completely done with them? Derek Carr is going to be a quarterback in the NFL, I guess is what I'm saying. He's not Drew Brees. He's never going to be Drew Brees. But you do have a starting quarterback in Derek Carr, and you get a 2021st, which you know is one of my weak points. And
I can get a lot of things from you if a 2021st is dangled.
So, and I mean, Drew Brees, like it or not, he is old. I agree. He's probably not done this year, but he's on his way out. They're trying to build a team to get him some wins now. It's only a 10-team league, too, I see now. I mean, chances are I can probably go get another quarterback from somebody or manipulate some kind of situation to where I feel okay about. Like, I'm fine with the Derek Carr in 2020 side. I think Derek Carr will be around longer than people want to think he's going to be around for.
As a low-end quarterback, too, in Superflex, I get it has some value.
I don't know if I agree with that, though.
How high?
A low-end quarterback, too. I mean, that's like top 24.
Yeah, like 20 to 24, low-end. Not top 24, 20 to 24. I'm not giving them the
13. I would say, I mean, and I know it's not a big difference, but it is kind 18. Of like, I would say
gross.
A high side wide receiver, too.
Quarterback?
Yeah.
I don't want to see Derek Carr running routes. I don't know
about Carr's wide receiver, Dez is a tight end. No, but seriously, like I think that we have better things to see for us in front of Carr.
I would hope so, because it's at a low, and you just traded away Cooper. You got lots of picks. I'm interested to see if you use a lot on him. I mean,
I think we're like kind of hard on the guy. Turn fast. He has a new offense to get used to. He's coming off injury. He's the starting quarterback.
Used to it too.
Yeah.
Same offense before Carr was born. That's cool.
I mean, right, we're people are more interested in rookies that are throwing four interceptions than him. He's putting up more points than all these guys every week, but we just crap on the dude. I just think we've gone a little far. Even me, like, not speaking for me included, but he is my example.
Fair enough. I'm taking Brees. I feel like you lose. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome,
loser.
I hope you took the Brees side, just saying. At Fry 761371. I mean, come on, bro. Like, that's fix it. Superflex PPR Dynasty, half carry, 6-point touchdown. Amari Cooper and Aaron Jones. I like it already. Or Jordan Howard, 2019 third.
Mm-hmm.
And your weakness to 2020 first.
Yeah. Taking that Cooper side.
I like it. I wanted you to go the other side. I know how much you don't like Howard, but that, like you said before, that 2020 first. I'm just, sometimes I want to see how much I can sneak in on you there.
Yeah, you'd have to give me a lot more with Jordan Howard.
If I gave you Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen, does it get closer?
I like Cohen. It does get a little bit closer for me.
I know you like Cohen. I'm going to give you both so you know you kind of have that.
But what's Jordan Howard going to do for me? Give me hand jabs? I'm never going to start the guy.
I hope not. I don't feel like that's... I mean, if that's what you're into, that's totally cool with it. But
I don't even get that out of him, is what you're saying. So I've got the 2021st and Cohen. I mean, Cohen.
You might, bro. You got to ask.
I think now's the right time to sell Jordan Howard after that one big game he's had all year.
He's had like three straight games with like 4 touchdowns. I know the yardage isn't there, but the touchdown production is. If the Bears defense is that good, if you like Trubisky moving forward and they're going to be up, that's more Jordan Howard than it is Tariq Cohen.
Yeah, I might be more interested in Jordan Howard than DJ, if that makes you feel better. That's how much I don't like DJ.
So I have Jordan Howard, you have David Johnson. We're going to swap them straight up. You just said that. Don't you back out now. You want something extra, don't you? You want something.
I'm trying to be realistic here. I think I would take Jordan Howard just because he's a little bit younger.
Mm. Wow. Good thing is you don't have David Johnson anywhere.
Or Jordan Howard. Like, yeah, I don't like these guys. I didn't like them before they did bad, though.
We're moving on. I got one more here. One more, okay? Maybe a couple more if you let me, but one more. All right. At Dynasty FF Addict. That's a cool name. I like it. 12-team PPR, quarter carry with the tight end premium. I like when we get all messy in there and just start throwing other stuff in. Creates different roster construction points, and I love it. Nyheim Hines or Golden Tate. Now we got a little extra information here. A contender is selling the rookies in Hyde to add for that stretch run. So he sells Hines off to get Golden Tate. If you're the contender, do you like that move? Say you're fine with your RBs.
I mean,
Golden Tate on the Eagles now. I'm not sure if we've talked about it before, but again, you've heard that somewhere.
Yep.
Nyheim Hines.
I heard about it.
Full PPR, quarter carry. I don't know that it affects Hines a lot in the quarter carry, but we've seen him get to
12, 15. So, I mean, if Hines was putting up more points than Tate when Tate was with Stafford in the offense, he knows, why is Tate going to put up more points than Hines now?
I like it. So let's go to Golden Tate. Moving over there to Philly. So obviously that's a downtick for him. For you, even if it's a dynasty play, or you're just talking about rest of season this year?
Yeah, either.
Compete
yeah.
with Alshon and Ertz.
I think you killed yourself in any format, rest of season or dynasty.
Yeah.
I don't quite get it, to be honest with you, where your head was. Like, I think that you let the hype totally get to you, and it happens to all of us, don't get me wrong, but I think that it's kind of like I said earlier, like, Tate gets traded and Marvin Jones lost value. And it's supposed to be the other way around.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't quite get it. I'm kind of excited to see Tate in this offense, though. Hopefully you don't get burned. But all we've seen him do is compliment Wentz, and he said he'd really like to throw balls from that guy. I'm glad that he had a bye week with him to kind of try to get used to the situation. You know, it worked out for Amari Cooper. Yeah. But he's still the new guy on the block in a loaded offense. What do you think?
I'm with you. I've tried to get it out of Aguilar basically since Wentz came back, and felt like you missed the window there if you didn't do it before then. I think this hurts him even more. I just wonder, does it bother Ertz at all? Maybe not so much these first couple of games, but you get into that fantasy playoff stretch run and plug an Ertz in there, and all of a sudden Golden Tate steals eight targets from underneath. And,
yeah.
you know, Ertz gets five. If one of those is not a touchdown, you go from having the tight end, you know, like, you know, top one, two, three to a low end tight end, which is still great. I'm not saying that, but I think that's where it's going to mess up. I think yeah. that's the point there that you're not going to like. I think you're going to get an Ertz game and you're going to get a Tate game towards the end, and you might not be able to pick the right one.
Well, and you still have Goddard, Alshon Jeffrey. I mean, you're just talking about the slot guys.
And correct. Running back out of the backfield, they still like to try to get, you know, a little bit of work there depending on which part of that committee is in.
Yep. So, I mean, I like Hines a lot. Like, anybody that, if you don't know, I do the Rookie Fever podcast with Michael Finero as well. We've talked a lot about Hines. And, I mean, he's a stud. He's a PPR stud. Even when Mac had a good game, like, Hines is still there. He's had, like, one soft game the last few weeks. He's a serious part of that offense.
Especially in that full PPR. We don't believe
in it. I apologize. I don't love your trade, you know. Good luck, though. I like the Hines side.
Well, that's the thing, right? I mean, it's even at this point with this trade, we're still speculating as to what's going to happen. We really don't know there. So, I hope it works out for you. You have the running back depth that it doesn't bother you that way. And maybe you needed a wide receiver you could plug in, as hoping at this point it's your flex and not anything more. So you got some decisions to make.
There. Yep. Sometimes we get lost in trying to win those championships too, though, where you see teams start to really just kind of give up weird things where you're like, oh, I get you're trying to win it now, but I'm trying to beat you forever.
Right. No, I hear you. And if it's such a marginal victory there, does it, you know what I mean? You could stay and continue to win for a few years instead of just maybe this year.
Right. Yep.
I hear you.
Or stocks rise. Josh Adams, like, I'm hoping those stocks continue to rise a little bit. Like, those, that's just an example, though. Like, I think you could sell Josh Adams for a little bit more than you could 2 weeks ago, yep, or it's easier to move him, but I don't think it's over yet.
Is a 2019 third enough to get Adams right now?
Nope. I think he's going to be more valuable someday.
So it,
I don't need a 2019 third that bad.
A late second? As a contender, are you willing to give up, you know, your second round pick for Josh Adams for a little stretch run?
I might give you a second for Josh Adams. I'm a believer, though. It's hard to find
another person. There's not like as many. Me. Yep. I got him in Scott Fishbowl, so I'm plugging him in this week because I need to, and my team is total trash at this point. So I'm just, at this point, I'm playing spoiler to everybody else, so you're welcome in the Stewie division.
Super flex, though. I'd probably take a second.
Yeah. Makes a big difference there, too.
Depending on the team. Value. You know,
a couple quarterbacks will go, but, you know, by the end. All right, so real quick, I would like to jump into the Scouting Academy. Pretty sweet deal here. Check it out.
Scout NFL football like a pro. Invest in yourself and get a degree in player evaluation and assessment from the Scouting Academy. They've educated NFL GMs, personnel directors, and dozens of NFL scouts. Enroll today and you'll watch the same game tape NFL coaches watch. You'll learn to look past the metrics with position-by-position analysis. This is a time-tested curriculum, a chance to learn from the NFL execs and coaches. Sign up today and get a Dynasty Football Factory exclusive discount for a limited time only. Save $50 when you sign up at DynastyFootballFactory.com.
Sweet. Go check out Scouting Academy. Pretty dope, dude. Just saying. Sacks, this is a fun show. I want to say good luck to everybody in week 10. Tear it up.
I like your picks, Steve.
Yeah, I feel like Steve's going to win duds versus duds. If you guys are out there, hit up Superflex Pod and give me your duds versus duds. Give me a little hashtag duds versus duds so I can check it out.
Hit up at the real Haluka and tell him he picked really good.
That's the winner right there. That'd be pretty cool if you did that.
Tell him it's his best pick ever.
It's about time he made one. On that note, I'm going to go get super flexible.
I'm going to go get the hell out of here.
Out.
I'm at @DFF_swag.
I'm not going to tell you. You heard.
He's at @FL2DrinkMinimum. Shout out to @TheRealHalupka. He will be back with us next week
If you got any trades, at Superflex Pod, at Superflex Trades, we'll get those out there. Get them retweeted. Hit us up.
Yep.
Let us know. Listen to it next week. Maybe your poll will be there. Holla. I already left. I wanted to go before. Right before that. But you cut it. Steelers are fighting. Somebody try to take their best head off.
Thanks for enjoying the Super Flexible Podcast at Superflex Pod, one of the many podcasts brought to you by the Dynasty Football Network and Dynasty Football Factory, available anywhere you listen to podcasts. So go subscribe to the show and get every podcast as soon as it releases straight to your phone. While you're there, go ahead and rate and review the show. That helps the show out more than you know. It helps get all you Superflexers the best content that you want to hear. On Twitter, follow the host, Steve, at The Real Palupka, and the two co-hosts, Swag, at BFF_Swag, and Two Drink, at FL2DrinkCinema. But wait, there's more. Subscribe now and follow our friends, and we'll throw in all the other podcasts on the BF Network for free. Be sure to check out
Dynasty Trade HQ, Dynasty Warzone, Debbie Watch, Technology 101, the IDP Edge Crusher, Dynasty Football Fellas, and the Rookie Fever Podcast. Remember to tag at Superflex Pod and at Superflex Trades for all your Superflex and two quarterback needs. Plus, GTBetEU. Use that promo code in all caps, Superflex, and get that $500 match. Do that now. Get fantasy ripped with the Super Flexible Podcast.